Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Words we use, we say every day. Learn a phrase and use it your way. Sleep on it. Sleep on it. Sounds a little funny, right? Literally, it sounds as if you're going to put something in your bed and then sleep on top of it. But it also means to take some time to think before making a decision. Perhaps even overnight, going to bed and having a sleep. To give you more time to think, so that you don't rush into deciding anything. The phrase has been around for a long time. The first recorded use was in 1519 by King Henry VIII of England. He said he would sleep and dream on the matter before making an important decision. Even back then, people knew that a good night's sleep could help you think more clearly. We still use to sleep on it quite a lot. For example, when someone asks you to choose something right away and you don't want to, you can say,
"I'm not sure. I'll sleep on it and tell you tomorrow."
Or at work,
"My manager wants an answer today, but I think I'll sleep on it first."
In everyday situations, for example, when deciding about a trip,
"I'm not sure if I want to go hiking this weekend. Let me sleep on it."
You can also use it when giving advice.
"Don't rush your choice. Sleep on it and see how you feel in the morning."
Let's hear from some learners about the moments they decided to sleep on it.
"Should I buy the jacket or should I donate the money? That's a hard one. I should sleep on it."
"I was looking for something on Marketplace to buy for an old car and the price was not right, so I just said, let me sleep on it."
"If I don't know what to decide, I sleep on it."
When someone asks me to lend them a lot of money, I like to sleep on it before I decide. What about you? Do you need more time to answer? Say it out loud. "Yes, I'll sleep on it." I'm Shannon, and I'd like to respectfully acknowledge the Cammeraygal people of the Eora Nation, whose land this podcast was recorded on. This is the SBS Learn English podcast.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.